But you guys know the Chiefs are playing the Falcons on Sunday night. The game right here on 96.5 The Fan. Pre-game coverage starts at 4 o'clock. So we go down to the ATL.
For our Atlanta Falcons insider.
Our Falcons insider, one Aaron Ladd.
Wow, what an intro.
Have you given up on the Chiefs yet? You just like bury them now? You're just full Atlanta now?
I mean, I only adopted them, respectfully. I love the Chiefs, love Kansas City. Appreciate them. But, you know, I knew which side my bread was buttered, fellas. I always knew in the back of my mind that I was eventually going to try and support my true colors, my true team, and who I really ride or die with. And that's who I'm here to give you all the insight on.
Okay, so if at any point this game is 28-3, what is your confidence level in the Falcons, Aaron?
With the Falcons leading, of course.
I just want to know, since you've only been back in Atlanta for how many days?
I got in Wednesday. I'm actually still at my mom's house right now. Just had a great meal. Putting some finishing touches on the move okay. here. So
well, see, now you're making me feel bad for what I was about to say, because you're staying with the folks and getting acclimated back. I was going to say, in 3 days, have you been to Magic City yet?
Tonight will be my first night. When I just got the keys to the new spot. We're getting it all acclimated, getting everything set in place. You know, I don't know if it's ready to
have host. You been swiping right already?
I have. I actually last night rebooted my
already day one.
Well, look, you gotta you gotta throw the line out there a couple of times. You can't catch any fish with no bait.
People are calling you Tony Gonzalez.
You know, I don't mind that one, because we all know of his storied career in Kansas City, but he had to go somewhere else to, you know, take him to the next level, mm-hmm. really elevate his game. And I feel like, you know, KC put me on the map, but I'm going somewhere else to, you know, elevate my game a little bit.
All right. I'm assuming you've been watching Atlanta for real, because they are the team that you rode or die with as a child and grew up watching. So tell me this. Will Kirk Cousins look comfortable this week if he's not in hurry up? I thought it was a great point by Eli and Peyton Manning and Matt Ryan on the Manning cast, saying that the reason he looked comfortable there is the same reason they said. Anytime they changed offenses in their career, the only time when they were getting used to it, they felt comfortable, is when it's hurry up, and it's all the plays you know and are comfortable with. Will Kirk Cousins finally kind of get a handle on what he's doing this week?
I would even go further and just to say, like, that 2-minute drill offense that we saw at the end of Philly, like, that's been scripted and practiced and played through and designed for so long that he could probably do that in his sleep. I'm with you. I'm a little skeptical of what the offense looks like outside of that, and really outside of just that last drive, because the Pittsburgh game was an unmitigated disaster. Two interceptions plus the fumble that goes off his elbow. They only score 10 points total on offense. Yes, that drive was dramatic, and it finished off and maybe silenced a little bit of the noise that was happening here in the city and nationally. But this is going to be a consecutive test against another top-flight defense where you're wondering if Kirk Cousins can lead this offense to more than just success every once in a while. I do wonder what it's going to look like from a passing game standpoint. The running game, I'm confident in still, but we'll see what they look like under center.
We're talking to Aaron Ladd, our Atlanta Falcons insider. Yes, we're not joking. He's not just covering the team. He has moved back to Atlanta, and we're very happy for him. He's got a TV job down in his hometown, so which is fantastic. I can speak to how awesome it is to be able to go back to your hometown and cover the teams you grew up rooting for. So we are thrilled for Aaron, all jokes aside. But Kyle Pitts is one of the most overrated players, Aaron, in football. I really believe that. With that said, the Chiefs can't cover a tight end 2 weeks into the season. What are you expecting there?
What's going on? Is that a mandate from 96.5?
He's overrated.
To the break room.
He's overrated.
You know, it says, you know, wash your hands after you wash your hands after you go to the bathroom. Kyle Pitts is the most overrated player. Like,
is he not?
Are hammering that.
You don't think he's overrated?
In fairness, Aaron, I was a big Kyle Pitts supporter for a long time. I had been actively asking Kansas City to trade for him last year. It's getting harder to defend Kyle Pitts if he's not going to produce.
Let's just say he was overdrafted. Can we settle
okay,
on
okay.
that? I think I can understand and say that, you know, where he was, and he was a fourth overall or maybe third overall. He was a single-digit draftee in his year. It has not equaled that value that you put in. Yes, I'm willing to give you that. But he's 24. We looked this up when having this conversation on the drive earlier this week. Like, I'm not willing to punt on Kyle Pitts considering all of the organizational chaos that has been happening in Atlanta since he got here. I mean, he thought his quarterback was going to be Deshaun Watson for a couple weeks and was tweeting out support of him when that whole thing was going down. They had Arthur Smith and the unmitigated disaster that that was as far as the offensive play calling. Like, I think now that you give him a professional quarterback, and no argument, Kirk Cousins is one of the top 15 quarterbacks in the National Football League. You give him, surround him some talent in the skill position with Bijan Robinson, Drake London, Darnell Mooney caught a touchdown last week. I'm not willing to send Kyle Pitts out to sea yet and say it's over with. I want to see what it looks like with some pieces around him on offense. And look, KC has not been able to stop a nosebleed when it comes to the tight end position. If he can't get it done this week, maybe I join your club. But I'm willing to take some time. He scored a touchdown in week one.
I think that age is the biggest crutch people use in sports to not admit that a player is not good. Because we did this. I swear to God, I had this argument with people in Kansas City about Kadarius Toney. He's only 24. He's only 25 now, Aaron. I think we still know he's washed. Like, I mean, it's just maybe never started, not washed. That's probably not a fair way to do it. It's, and again, I don't have anything against Kyle Pitts. I still think he's an incredible athlete. And yeah, Arthur Smith's kind of a joke. At least on that end. Are you going to take advantage of Arthur Blank's free hot dogs and TI concert and everything else? Are you actually going to be at the game on Sunday?
I will be at the game on Sunday, and I hear the media food is to die for, so I don't think I'll go for the popcorn and the hot dog. They had like
an upgrade on the media Foster food in that press box, huh?
I believe they had Bananas Foster at the last game where a chef was, there's actually chefs, you know, people with white coats and everything operating. I know it's not exactly what I'm used to.
No.
The team I used to cover.
You could say it now. You got tired of the chicken tenders?
I would prefer if they just had the chicken tenders instead of trying some of the other stuff. But anyway.
I don't understand how we're in Kansas City and we can't just have barbecue every time in the press box.
Don't compare Kyle Pitts to Kadarius Toney. Kyle Pitts had a 1,000-yard season his rookie year.
Yeah, Kyle Pitts has seven touchdowns.
Ever had a 1,000-yard season?
Yeah.
All right, so what is the single biggest, other than Kyle Pitts, because tight end has been there, bugaboo, can the Falcons' defense hold up in this scenario? Patrick Mahomes, like most quarterbacks, is better indoors, better in an open-air stadium, or not open-air stadium, better even in an open-roof stadium than under normal circumstances with equal kind of weather conditions. Is the Falcons' defense enough to slow down Kansas City, even without Pacheco?
As much as the attention nationally has been on the Falcons' offense and all the pieces they made, obviously they spent money on Kirk Cousins and then went with the Michael Penix pick. Like, they spent a lot of resources on defense as well, Cody. Like, they went out and got Matthew Judon late. They spent money on the one-year deal on Justin Simmons. Grady Jarrett comes back into the fold after, I believe, tearing his ACL last year. They've played all right. Now, you can say week one they were playing against Justin Fields. Wasn't the toughest of competition, but Jalen Hurts looked uncomfortable for a lot of portions of the time last week. Look, I know we're playing the result here because if Saquon Barkley catches that ball on third down,
yep,
it's a completely different result, and we're talking about an 0-2 Falcons team that maybe you're not as confident in, but that didn't happen. They marched down the field and scored, and the defense played all right, so I'm going to play that side of it and say, you know what, I think without Isaiah Pacheco and them still trying to figure out what's going on there, Travis Kelce, who hasn't completely gotten started yet, and a wide receiver room minus Hollywood Brown the rest of the way, I think this could be a game that's played in the 20s, and any team could win any game on any Sunday if you're playing in the 20s.
Aaron Ladd, our Atlanta Falcons insider, we appreciate you coming on, man, and happy for you to be back home in Atlanta, and we'll have to stay in touch.
Please do. Come visit.
Will you ship me all of your NBC stuff since you don't work for them anymore?
Oh, geez. Wow. I'll see what I can do. I got
there you.
You
go.